الله أكبر الله أكبر.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Justice in Islam. Let me share with you another beautiful verse concerning justice in Islam. As I mentioned before, the glorious Quran beautifully answers critical questions. For example, in the last two episodes, I talked about the counsel of God, the oneness of God, as the Quran clarifies it. The oneness of Allah, that He is one. And then we talked about forgiveness and salvation in Islam. And in this episode, inshallah, I will talk about justice in Islam. Let's listen to this beautiful verse. It says, O you who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. And let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Be just. This is what the Quran says. Be just. That is next to piety. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. The Quran 5:8. Again, it invites us. The Quran invites us to stand out firmly. It says, all you who believe, if you believe in Allah, if you believe in the one true God, stand out firmly for Allah as just witnesses. To be just. And when you give any testimony, when you become a witness, be just. Let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Don't avoid justice. So we got to be objective, fair, with all people, even with those you might don't like. Even with the enemies. The Quran says, be just. That is next to piety, righteousness, goodness, and fear Allah. We fear who? We fear the Creator, the one who created us. And fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted. He is well aware, well acquainted with all that you do. So whatever we do, Allah knows about it. And this keeps us mindful of our actions and our words. What you say and what you do is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we do anything or we say anything, we got to ask, is this pleasing God? Is this going to make Allah happy or unhappy with me? Does this please Allah? So we got to ask these questions if we are sincere if we are honest in loving the true God. Islam teaches us to be just with all people, whether with friends or foes, and at all times, in peace or in war. It teaches us to conduct ourselves with justice and morality, to be just and moral, to treat others justly and morally. Allah says, Allah does command you that you restore deposits to their owners. And if you judge between mankind, that you judge with justice. What a beautiful teaching. Allah does command you that you restore deposits. So you have to be trustworthy, honest, that you restore deposits to their owners. And if you judge between mankind, you judge with justice. Remember that. This is in the Quran, chapter 4, verse 58. As a practical manifestation of its beauty, eternal values, mercy, and justice, Islam commands us to protect what Muslim scholars call the five necessities. They include 1, religion, 2, soul, 3, mind, 4, honor or dignity, 5, money, and whatever we own. Beautifully, the glorious Quran pointed out that whoever kills an innocent soul, it is as if he had killed mankind entirely. And whoever saves one, it is as if he had saved mankind entirely. The Quran 5:32. Concerning the freedom and protection of faith, the Quran stated, there is no compulsion in religion. There is no compulsion, no force. You are not compelled or forced to believe in something you don't like to believe in. There is no compulsion in religion. This is chapter 2, verse 256. Thus, Islam honors mankind and does not compel anyone to embrace its faith by force. This is the truth. This is the truth. Beauty, justice, kindness, and tolerance of Islam when dealing with non-Muslims. So we have to be honest. We have to be objective and fair when judging others. And let's remember what Allah told us in the Quran. Let not the hatred of a people make you avoid justice. Be just, that is next to piety. This is what the Quran invites us to. Nevertheless, concerning those unfair political and religious leaders, writers, historians, or media people who unjustly accuse Islam and Muslims of terrorism and claim that Islam has spread by force and sword, those sick-minded and ill-hearted folk who depict Allah, the one true God, those who depict Allah, the one true God, and His last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him, in the worst and ugliest images and cartoons. I wonder, is this what is meant by freedom and freedom of speech? Is it not a double standard being used when dealing with Islam and Muslims? For example, why are the terms Christian terrorists or Jewish terrorists never heard, although there is no shortage of problems being committed by people of those faiths? You hear about the killing of a student to other students, but you didn't hear that terrorism is involved there. There is no mention. Is anyone free to insult, curse, or despise others and their beliefs, or accuse them all of terrorism, killing, stealing, or raping? Is it fair? Is this how civilization, democracy, and freedom are taught to the younger generation? In schools, colleges, and society in general? Is it truly the sword of Islam that makes thousands of wise, objective, sincere, and open-minded men and women around the world embrace Islam nowadays? Many books, articles, and websites discuss why and how these brothers and sisters reverted to Islam. For example, you may like to read this book, Islam, Our Choice, Portraits of Modern American Muslim Women, edited by Deborah Dirks and Stephanie Potlov. So this is the truth about Islam. Tells us to be just with all people. The Quran says, be just. That's next to piety. Thank you for your time. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are still discussing some beautiful verses revealing the view of Islam on major issues. In this episode, I will talk about equality in Islam. And let's see what the Quran says about that. The Quran says, "All mankind." So it says, all mankind, all mankind. Indeed, we have created you from male and female, and made you peoples and tribes, that you may know one another. Indeed, listen to this, please. Indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of God, Allah, is the most righteous of you. Indeed, God, or Allah, is knowing and acquainted. 49:13. So the Quran says that the most noble, the most honored of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous. This is the criterion. This is the standard. If you are more righteous, you are most beloved to Allah. Glory be to Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says again, indeed, the most noble of you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. Indeed, Allah is knowing and acquainted. So this is the standard. This is the criterion in Islam concerning the race or races in general, that all people are equal. Confirming this wonderful concept of equality in Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace be upon him, in his last sermon said, "All people, your God is one, and your father is one. You are all from Adam, and Adam is from dust. An Arab is not superior to an Arab, and an Arab is not superior to an Arab. A white has no superiority over a black, nor does a black have superiority over a white. You are all equal." Listen to this. "You are all equal. Nobody has superiority over others except through piety and good action." Great prophetic teachings. So, a white or a black, it doesn't matter. They are all equal. The most beloved to Allah is the most righteous. So whether you are white or black, it makes no difference except through piety and good action. Islam teaches us not to hate or put down others based on their race, color of skin or eye or nationality. So we don't hate others based on their race or based on their color of skin or eye or nationality. Islam is a practical remedy for the racial conflict and discrimination which the world witnesses. In Islam, blacks and whites are just brothers and sisters in the same human race. This is what the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam confirmed. This is what they taught to us all, to all mankind, that humans are equal, you are all equal. And let me stress this again, that they are all from the same Father. We are all from Adam. Adam, who was created from what? From dust. Thus, we are all from earth, and we will go back to earth and turn to dust again. And the point is, why do some people feel, deal, or act with arrogance or false pride towards others? This is the interesting lesson that we can derive from the above two holy texts. And this was the lesson that Malcolm X learned when he went to Mecca to perform Hajj or pilgrimage. So all people are equal in the sight of Allah. Glory be to Him. Another beautiful verse that I would like to share with you, it reveals the universality and unity of the message of God. It says, "Say, we believe in God, Allah, and the revelation given to us Muslims, and that given to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, and the tribes, and that given to Moses and Jesus, and that given to all prophets from their Lord. We make no difference, no distinction between one and another." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this clear to us, that all the prophets and messengers of Allah are coming from Him. He sent them. There is no difference between one and another of them, and we submit to God. We Muslims submit to who? To the one true God. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 136. Muslims love and believe in all God's prophets and messengers, including Adam, Noah, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jesus, and the final prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah's blessings and peace be upon them all. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I am the nearest of all the people to Jesus, the son of Mary, for there was no prophet between me and him," between Muhammad and Jesus, peace be upon them. "The prophets are just brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one." Did you get the message? Is it clear? Again, let me read what the prophet said. It says, "For there was no prophet between me and him." So Muhammad is very close to Jesus in terms of prophethood. He is a prophet and Jesus is a prophet. "And there was no prophet between him and Jesus, peace be upon him. The prophets are just brothers. Their mothers are different, but their religion is one." Listen to that. Their religion is one. This shows us that Islam is a universal religion. It is just one message which was sent to all prophets and messengers of Allah, the one true God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us also about this prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to share with you other beautiful verses. It is He, Allah, who has sent His Messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth. So who sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? It is He, Allah, who has sent His Messenger Muhammad with guidance and the religion of truth. What is it? Islam. So it is the religion of truth, Islam. You find this in chapter 48, verse 27. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. He is the seal of the prophets, and Allah has full knowledge of all things. 33:40. So this is the truth about the one true message that all the prophets and messengers of Allah conveyed to all mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to his true path, the message of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have you discovered these secrets? In this episode, God willing, I will share with you some secrets concerning how to attain, how to get peace of mind and tranquility. These are some of the secrets that Islam teaches us about. Islam indeed speaks to our innate natures. It speaks to our souls and our spiritual and intellectual needs and tendencies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's good for us, and He told us how to gain or how to attain peace of mind and tranquility. These are 10 secrets or 10 keys on how to attain the peace of mind and tranquility. Number one, know your one true God. Try to answer this question. Who is my true God? Millions of people are not sure. They worship some of them worship nature. Others worship Buddha or Krishna or Brahma. Others worship Jesus, or maybe they worship the mother of Jesus. So people worship differently. They have different concepts about this one true God. Who is he? Try to answer this question. Thus, God willing, when we get the answer, we will feel the peace of mind. Islam gives us a clear answer that this one true God is the creator of heavens and earth. He is the one who created all humans. He is the one who created all animals. He created the whole universe, the whole creation created by him alone. So we worship him alone. We thank him alone. We pray to him alone. We do not associate any partners with him. In Islam, it's very clear. This concept is very clear. It's called Tawheed, or monotheism, that we worship none but Allah alone. So know this is the secret number one. Know your one true God. So we in Islam worship Allah. Glory be to him. We don't worship any humans like Muhammad or Jesus or any saints, but we worship the one who created them all. Number two, believe in him alone. As I just mentioned, that Allah is the only true God, and he is to be worshipped alone. It's not fair and not objective to go and pray or to praise another one in addition to your true God, because he is the creator. If you worship, for example, those who worship three gods, they say God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And some of those people who worship in that, they say they are equal. So they worship them equally. But this is not equal. This is not fair. Because they are not, indeed, they are not equal. Because the Father, as Jesus said, the Father is greater than all. He said, Jesus, that he is greater than I. So we worship him alone. This is what we must do. We must worship the true God alone. We believe in him alone. Number three, follow his will. According to the scriptures, if we read the Bible or the Quran, we find it very clear. Peace be upon him told us God and keep the commandment. Jesus said also, it is according to his will, according to the will of God. So we have to follow the will of God. Similarly in Islam indeed itself means submission. Submission to the will of God. This is the meaning of Islam. So the Quran also tells us, submit. Istislam. Ta'a. Obedience. Surrender. To who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow his will. Number four. This is a secret number four to attain peace of mind and tranquility. Believe believe in God's prophets. All God's prophets and messengers, we got to believe in them, including Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon him. So this is another key, another secret, how to attain peace of mind. You have to believe in God's prophets, because this is the will of God. This is His will. He wants us to believe in Him and to believe in His prophets. And as you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, our father Adam, and he told him or he gave them the message that Allah is the true one, is just one. Similarly, the other prophets, the other messengers like Noah, Abraham, Moses, John the Baptist, Zechariah, Jesus, and the other prophets, they came to convey the one original message. God is one. When Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah's peace and blessing be upon him, when Muhammad came, he taught people what? What did he teach people? Did he bring a new message? He just preached the same message, the same original truth, that God is one. Worship Him alone. So we have to believe in all these prophets. They work for who? They work for the same God in different times. Their mothers are different. As Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their mothers are different, but their religion is one. The secret number 5, remember God. Continue remembering Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran tells us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, that when you remember Allah, when we remember Him, the hearts would be at rest. The hearts would be comfortable. You'll feel the peace of mind when you say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Just say it sincerely. Make sure that your heart is, you know, free of all things keeping him busy from remembering Allah. So with a humble, with a sincere heart, mention, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah. You'll feel the peace of mind coming to your soul and your mind and your heart. Secret number 6, seek God's forgiveness. And this is another beautiful key, another beautiful secret to attain peace of mind. I will discuss it, inshallah, in the upcoming episode. Thank you for your time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glory be to Him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How to attain peace of mind and tranquility. In the last session, I started revealing some of the secrets concerning attaining peace of mind and tranquility. Just to remind you about what I mentioned in the last episode, I talked about, number one, know your one true God. This is the key, or this is the secret number one to attain peace of mind and tranquility. We have to know who created us, who is our true God. So what is the secret? What is the purpose behind our creation, and who created us? As I mentioned before, that this is a very critical key, very important key, not to be lost in this life, aimless. Some don't know where to go, where they are heading. They are not sure. So some of us might be not sure about their true God. Is it nature? Is it Jesus? Is it Muhammad? Is it Buddha? Krishna? Who? Who is our true God? So this is a very critical thing to think about. Islam tells us that Allah, the true God, the Creator, the Merciful, the Compassionate, the All-Forgiving, the All-Merciful, the All-Hearing, the All-Seeing, the All-Aware, the All-Forgiving, He is the one who created us. There are many beautiful qualities pertaining to Him, Allah, the true God. So we have to turn back to Him, knowing Him clearly and worshiping Him solely and sincerely. Secret number two, believe in Him alone. Meaning, to worship Him, to believe in Him as a God alone, not to make partners with Him, no shuraka, no partners with this one true God. Make it clear and make it sincere. I mean, a sincere worship and a sincere and clear knowledge about Him. Secret number three, follow His will. And we can find many verses in the Bible and in the Quran indicating following the will of God, submitting to Him, obeying Him and His commandments. Secret number four, believe in God's prophets, i.e., we have to believe in Adam, Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them all. So this is another key, another secret, how to have peace of mind, how to have tranquility, that you have to believe in all the prophets of God. Secret number five, remember God. I referred to a beautiful verse in the Quran. This beautiful verse says, ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. Through remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hearts feel content, feel rest. This is another beautiful thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who have believed and whose hearts have rest, tranquility in the remembrance of Allah. Verily, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find rest. Chapter 13, verse 28. In addition to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to seek His forgiveness. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Allah said, pray unto me, pray to Him, and pray in His name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. And your Lord, Allah says, call upon me, I will respond to you. So when you call upon Him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you seek His forgiveness, Allah will respond to you in acceptance. The Quran 40:60, chapter 40, verse 60. Another beautiful key to attain peace of mind is to worship Him alone. So we pray, we bow down not to idols, not to statues, not to humans or any objects. We bow down, we pray, we worship solely to the one true God. And this is another beautiful thing in Islam. Very beautiful thing. That we do not worship humans. We do not make humans as holy or divine. Allah is the only divine one worthy of worship. So when you find in some religions those who bow down to the idols of Buddha or Krishna or Brahma or the statue of Jesus or saints, this is not acceptable in Islam. Islam is clean, pure, and clear. It tells us clearly that we worship, we bow down to Allah alone. This is a very unique thing in Islam. Another secret to attain peace of mind and tranquility in Islam, to love for others what you love for yourself. Try your best to love for others what you love for yourself. The Prophet ﷺ told us, "La yu'minu ahadukum," that one or none of you truly believes until he loves for others what he loves for himself. So this is another beautiful thing in Islam. So when you give, when you share, when you care, when you shower your love on others, you give, this will turn back to you. This is like a deposit. You deposit concern and love, you get something in return. Another beautiful concept or key to attain peace of mind, be generous. Be generous to others and try to make them happy. Try to be a source of happiness to others. Give them good news. Share with them something good. Try your best to present something good, pleasant to their hearts. Give them good news about certain things that might please them. Key number 10, have sincerity and piety. This item or this key comes at the end and at the beginning. We start with it and we end up with it, because we must base all these things on sincerity, on piety, and we end up with the same thing, sincere and to have piety. So, as some scholars say, that our good deeds, our faith and good deeds must be sincere from the beginning. You build this belief on sincerity and piety, on the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do it, when you believe in Him, when you do His will, when you seek His forgiveness, when you love for others what you love for yourselves, be sincere. Not to show off. Not to tell people, talk about you. Look at him. MashaAllah. Look at him. He is so generous. He is so kind. He is good speaker. No. You do it solely and only for the pleasure of God subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sincerity is a key and major thing to think about from the beginning till the end. So before, during, and after work, think about sincerity. And this is the key or the secret number 10 on how to attain peace of mind and tranquility. I would like to thank you for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who have peace of mind and tranquility in this life and in the hereafter. Thanks again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The beauty of Islam. Prepared and presented by Dr. Naji Al-Arfaj. Thank you.